Here on 99.9 MyFM, we're featuring the 2022 municipal election candidates. We're speaking with current town councilor and councilor candidate for the town of Gananoque, David Osmond. David, thanks so much for joining us. First of all, how's the campaign trail going out there?
It's interesting. It's weird driving around town, and you've got pictures of yourself on people's lawns and all that, and it's definitely an awkward experience. I'm looking forward to election night to kind of get some closure on it. I'm excited. I'm nervous. I feel pretty confident about my chances, but I don't want to be surprised. I'm hoping that having 4 years' experience and putting in the effort that I did will reflect well on ballot. So it's one of the things that as an incumbent, we're more on the defense. And I remember 4 years ago, it's easy. You're on the offense. You're saying, you need to explain to me why you've done these things that I disagree with. And now I'm on the other side of that saying, well, actually, when you raise your hand, you might be a 60-40 split, but you've been asked to raise your hand. You've been voted in to make these decisions. And sometimes you can see the good and the bad to both of them. And then you need to be able to go out and defend why you raised your hand. So regardless of how some of these things go, even with friends and family, you're going to have some situations where you need to defend that somebody thinks what you did is ridiculous. You need to give them the rest of the information.
That question was pretty much, you know, why did you decide to run? And was the first 4 years one of the main reasons why you decided to do it again?
Yes, it is. I think the last 4 years was just a tremendous learning experience. It definitely comes with some stresses and some challenges. And you talk about a diverse portfolio. Over a four-hour meeting, we can cover things from arena rates to traffic to pianos to you name it and everything in between. So it's hard to be an expert on everything. So you rely heavily on staff. They're very informed. We've got a great team at Town Hall. And I think having 4 years' experience under my belt will be an asset to the community. And I didn't want to waste it, but I also know I've got tons to learn. But I also really enjoy the work. I've worked for almost 20 years in government, and the last 4 years in working in municipal government has been the biggest eye-opener in regards to awareness and being vulnerable and accountable to the taxpayers, where if a government ministry loses $5 million, it might not even make the paper. But if your garbage bag tags go up 15 cents, someone might knock on your door and scream at you. So you really need to know why you've made these decisions and be able to defend them. So I think that experience is going to help, and I'm looking forward to another 4 years, and I'm really looking forward to election night, and I hope I make it.
Well, one of the other questions I've been asking everybody is, you know, what will you be focusing on should you get elected for another 4 years?
Honestly, I think in the first 6 months, we need to kind of sit down as a team and get to know each other a little bit and not be maybe as, for lack of a better term, aggressive. We were seven new people last time. We had tons of ideas and tons of energy, which is awesome. But I think maybe we might have thrown a few many projects into the mix. And we're in some uncertain times right now. It's challenging. We've got labor force issues. We've got housing issues. We still need to maintain that Gananoque needs to be a very desirable community to visit and to live in. So we don't want to necessarily come out of the gun too fast. And we might need to be a little bit more reactive to some issues, but be very strategic to some of the ones that are right in front of us, and understand as well, like, what do we have influence on? I think sometimes that's going to be a biggest learning curve for some of the new counselors. It was for me, and it still is what is in the influence of the municipality? Our core services are roads, wastewater, planning, other things like that we can be part of, but some of these big solutions aren't going to come from a new member of council or a new mayor who's got the magic idea in their back pocket, and they're going to come, and in 6 months, some of these things go away. Some of these problems are going to take a few years to fix, and Gananoque is not alone in some of them. So I think the first year is going to be, let's look at what we need to deal with immediately, and let's start planning and thinking and getting along and working as a team.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Yeah, I think most importantly, it's kind of cliche, but I think everybody needs to get out and vote. It's easy now. You can vote by phone. You can vote on the internet. Most people should have their passcodes delivered to them. If not, they can follow the link or go through the town hall website. If they have any questions, they can reach out to me directly and make sure they get that information so they can vote. And make sure when you're picking those candidates that you're not just picking them because of one issue that you agree with and that you have a mutual idea, because there's going to be 1,000 decisions get made over the next 4 years. And anyone who's telling you you're going to agree with them on every single one of them is probably either misinformed or might not necessarily understand the vast majority of things you're going to be talking about and voting about. It's going to be impossible to agree with everybody on all of these decisions. You just need to be able to defend them.